Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Go ahead, Mr. P, and tell them and remind them who they are. What are you thinking? What is moving through and as you? It's nice to be back here on the airwaves. That's right, broadcasting the resonance of goodness, of godness, of good. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, where we are guiding you this month to bloom where you're planted. And it's so important to know who and what you are, so you know what to do, what to be, what to say. But first of all, and just as important, you have to remember that you are one with the one and you are rooted in truth. You're in the source of life.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Isn't that the truth? Truly, 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 it is. We are wonderful, we are whole, we are free. We are the delight of God, and we are the place where God, good, gets to represent itself. So don't wait for good to happen. Don't just stand by hoping good is going to happen. You are the good that you're waiting for. You are the good that you want to see. You are the good that wants to say, that wants to happen in the world. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, and I am your host, Ade Anifowushi, and I'm so grateful. Okay, I guess I choose to use my real name today. Not that the other name is not my real name, but you know, my mama don't call me Life Coach Ade. But yeah, so I invite my mother into this conversation, who is on the other side of the veil, everywhere evenly present, and I invite my father too, because without them, I won't be here. And as a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and honor all my ancestors for making this day possible for me to be here. And the truth is, they all live in me, and I am them. Then, okay, I am them. There you go. We got it out. It's time to pray. It's time to elevate our consciousness. It's time to take some action. It's time to poetically heal. We want to use our words to heal, to uplift, to inspire. Prayer. You pray and you move your feet. You pray, you move your feet. Because you know what you know, because you're a metaphysician, you're a truth student, you know prayer is not just waiting for God outside of you to do something. You are the place where God gets to represent itself. So you are the prayer. Prayer is declaring the truth and then taking action. Now we're going to take action now and invite the Agape Choir to remind us that someone needs a prayer today. It might be you or family member. Let's join together. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show.
Someone's in need of a prayer today. today? Have you done your part? Someone's in despair this day. Have you prayed from your heart? So many are trying to find their way, and they need
it together, it'll set them free.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. When we do it together, there's power in one. However, when we join together, oh, my God, we can move planets. Someone needs a prayer today. Is it you? Is it me? You know somebody out there is sending out the thought to move through, to grow through, to go through what they're growing through. Yes, indeed. Prayer is a shift in consciousness. Sometimes that word has a way of making people feel funny. I don't pray. I just chant. Same thing. I don't do all of that. I just walk in the woods. Same thing. True prayer is a declaration of the truth that already is. You are that place where goodness, godness, God gets to represent itself. You are the incubator for God's divine idea. So go ahead and pray. Make prayer sexy. That's right. The healing is vibrating. It's moving. It's flowing. It's going out in the world. Yes, when you know who you are, when you know the truth, that you don't have to wait for God, a God outside of yourself, that you are the one, oh, my God, you're going to talk about it. You're going to live about it. You're just going to laugh about it. The Agape Choir, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith, the soloist. The wonderful Nikki, I was going to say Nikki Bias. My mind sometimes. I need to catch up with my mind or slow down and catch up with my mind something. Nikki Harris. To find out more about the Agape Choir, go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. And to download your own chants, their music, their prayerful song, music, singing. Is that kind of singing, especially is praying twice. When you just listen to music that touch your soul, you're praying twice. Yes, to download your own copy or get some MP3 files, go to soundofagape.com. Let's just breathe in right now. Breathe in the breath of life and release, breathe out love, knowing that there is no spot where God is not. There is no spot where good is not, and you are it. So wherever you are, good is. Wherever you are, God is. Wherever you think you want to be, good is. So think the thought, and you are there. There's so much more going on behind the scenes. And I want to welcome you from that place of truth, from that place of understanding, recognizing that we are truly indeed one. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you catch the inspiration, you can't help but make a difference. Because every time you catch an inspiration, an insight, a new awareness, an aha moment, you've expanded in consciousness. And because you are a soul in a body, it is important to put action behind the new awareness. So you either need to write it down and speak it and demonstrate it, live it, so that it becomes a way of life. You know what I say, truth means nothing until it becomes a way of life. We can all talk about it. Even the dumbest person can give you some truth. And you're like, I can't stand there. But, you know, and that shift was true, you know. That shift was true. I don't know how to even, anybody can speak truth because we are truth in action. The test is, are you demonstrating it? And we're always at another level. And the more we know, the more there is to know. So wherever you are, understand that there's a, you got to go deeper. And then you go deeper, and there's more to go. You go even more deeper. Because the deeper we go in consciousness, individually and collectively, oh, the higher humanity is going to rise. Oh, my God, you will lay hands on somebody, and they will be healed. Jesus said, the things I do, you can do also, and even greater things. Come on now. Spiritual teachers, they tell us that we are the one. And today we are going to poetically heal on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am your host, the Naughty Professor, Life Coach Ade, the Metaphysical Rebel, whatever name you want to call me, it's fine, because I know you. The fact that we are connected, I know that your consciousness is one of love. And today's show is we're using poetry to activate the best in humanity, and as we use the show to activate best in humanity, we're also reaching out and putting the words in action. And we have a guest that's going to join in us shortly to talk about a wonderful sister who not only needs your prayer but desires your action. We're going to tell you more about that in a few. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, let me tell you something here. We don't normally do this. As a matter of fact, I've never done this before. Today's show is rated R. What? Yes, it is. Now, we have to be responsible for the information we put out there. The first segment, we have audio clips that we're going to be sharing with you from artists, spoken word artists. The first segment is anybody can listen to it. But there's a second part. There's the words that sometimes make the spiritual folks and the religious folks get funny. I don't like those words. If that doesn't work for you, we will let you know when we get smoking. And you just join us again tomorrow night for Inner Light Radio Show. And then I'll be back next week. You know what? There's so much going on in my head. I can't even think straight. You know, I'm going to bring on Celeste because she's very calm and she can tell us what's going to happen and all that. Because I'm full. So let me just bring on Celeste because she's the one that keeps the time, the date, keeps me in check. Yvette is in the background saying, come on now, Ade, keep talking, keep flowing. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach Ade. What a beautiful day indeed it is. And I'm loving the energy and sending high praises. We're on a high watch. We're standing with a beautiful sister by the name of Ayo, lovingly called Ayo. But you know her name means mother?
Actually, I don't know where you found that, but I would correct this. We've never done this before.
Please.
Today's a new show. It's actually joy.
Joy, Ayo, that's what
means.
It is. You know what it is?
Yeah.
I'm connecting Mama Ayo in D.C.
Okay.
with Ayo. And you're absolutely right. It does mean joy. Thank you for that. But mommy energy is still flowing in. Let me show you how rooted I am, because mommy is coming through very strongly, because the fourth house is Cancer. So that's loving energy that's coming in with that four emperor. So we get to move our feet today, and you've got some powerful ancestors. You've invited them into the house, your ancestors on your family lines, but you also have the high priest, Malcolm X, and the powerful, powerful sister star energy of Lorraine Hansberry, raised in the sun. They were both friends. They had the same birthdays, and it's today. Powerful energy running for us to send our loving light and energy and healing toward joy. So we're going to be in joy so we can match her vibration.
That's right.
Yeah, how's that for you?
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, what you're saying kind of, you know, it fills me up. And I'm in a host mode, radio host mode. If we were just having a conversation, I might start having liquid thoughts, you know. But I'm having liquid thoughts inside, but they might come out, you know, because I just, you know, this thing called life just, I don't know the word. I don't have words. It touches me on such a deep level. And there's some things we need to do real quick before we bring on our guest, Azania Shaka, who's going to be talking about Ayo. Ayo's full name is Ayodele Murphy. And Ayodele actually means joy has come home. Joy is at home. So it's a beautiful name.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And so as I listen to what you're saying, it's that, if you've seen her picture, she's definitely a hummingbird. The picture of her is just so joyful. And listeners, you're gonna, if you don't know who we're talking about, you will in a minute. But I just want to say, like, you know, yesterday, I save it till we'll bring on Azania, but I love how everything just joined together. And really, what our soul is asking for us is to be available. So on your spiritual journey, on your personal journey, and the back off, available are you to yourself and to life, the true spiritual walk? How available are you to you? How available, instead of willfulness, I'm going to make this happen, it kills me. How available are you that you can surrender to what wants to be birth? Each and every one of us is an incubator for God's idea. So you have, every one of us have God's idea inside of us right now. We're incubating it. It's time to break the shell so we can fully see God in action. And, wow, I'm grateful. So Celeste, let's do this.
Yes.
Let's do the announcement, and
okay,
then right after the announcement, you've got something you want to share with our listeners. You want to read,
yes,
and
yes,
then, and which is all in alignment with today's conversation, and then we're going to bring on Azania Shaka to talk about Ayo, and I just want you guys, listeners, I'm going to say this boldly. I don't know if I've ever done this before. Today feels like something I've never done before. Yes. I want you to put your spiritual practice in a whole new way. And what I mean is not just listen, but take action. There's a sister who needs our love. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here every Monday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure that we get to you. If you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach a Day, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of May is Bloom Where You Are Planted. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And make sure you join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. We know some of you have been asking for more of Life Coach Today since the schedule changed. Guess what? Breaking news. Now you have more places to listen to Life Coach Today. He will be joining 1-2 Radio for our brand new show called Soul Food for Your Consciousness every Tuesday starting on June 3rd at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Stay tuned for more information. Now that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. That's right, soul food for your consciousness. And we're talking about the real soul food. So you don't have to worry about your weight. Just bring what you got. Just bring your consciousness. The soul food I'm going to be serving you will help you have your the perfect weight that you need to be at peace with where you are right now. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Today's theme, topic, title is Poetically Healing, the Power of Poetry to Heal the Isms. You know, there's all kind of isms out there. And the theme for the month is Bloom Where You're Planted. And I love how things work out and how things come together. So I'll tell you this quick story, and I want to bring on our guest in a minute. So yesterday I was on the Facebook, like Electra would say, speaking of Electras, sending love to all of you in the chat room. Thank you all for tuning in, Earth Web, Mother Web, Nisi, Electra, Yvette, Celeste, and those of you listening on the phone lines, there's some of you we don't see. Thank you all for tuning in. Of course, those of you listening on the archive, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we cannot forget our Within Radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in and being part of this soulful, transforming moment. So I was on Facebook, and I saw a Facebook friend who I really don't know, but we're friends on Facebook 2 years ago or something. I met her in person. And I'm like, I know that person. I know that person. And then I thought, oh, wait, it's on Facebook. And I'm thinking, well, do I go over and say I know her? Because I don't. We're just friends on Facebook. I eventually said, why not? So I told her, introduced myself, and we said, hey, and that was it. But anyway, so yesterday she posted something, and it was about Sister Ayo. And we're going to bring her friend on to talk about what's going on. But I just felt moved. I didn't know her then. I didn't know that I even was connected to her. I just felt moved to make a donation because the post was about making a donation. She's sick. Or, rephrase, her body is healing. She's not sick. Her body is realigning to the truth of who she is. I made a donation, and then I saw another post. But somehow something about that post was calling on me. Later on, I found out that I'm friends with her mother. Like, wow. And then I just heard that inner nudge, that inner voice. Like, contact the sister who is in charge of fundraising and everything. See if you can bring her on the show to talk about her and get your listeners to support. And when Spirit tells me something, sometimes I catch the rest of the details on the way to what I'm supposed to do. So we're going to bring on Celeste, and we're going to read something because I want you guys to really take this in, and it all ties into what we're doing here. We're going to do the poetically healing audios. We're going to bring that to you. But just be in the consciousness of healing and listen, deeply listen. Celeste. Ready for you. Celeste, we ready for you. We don't hear you. Celeste, we don't hear you. I see you there. Your mic is open. So let's try this. I don't know what the heck is going on, but we'll go here. Hey, let's try that. Okay, Celeste.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. On this really line, I can. Okay.
Okay, but I'm trusting the process. Okay, I got it. I see what's going on now. Great.
Okay, so which one line are we? Okay, there we go. All right.
It's important while we do this work that we all can hear each other clearly. And that is so important in the radio world. So let me get ready to give you this piece that you're waiting for that's so in alignment. It is from Daily Thoughts from the Hill, and this is how it goes. I am an agent of spiritual transformation. Gone are the days when we were taught to have faith in a God outside of ourselves. The truth is, we are one with God. We are the answer to the world's prayers. We are the deliverer of whatever appears to be missing. Each of us is part of the divine puzzle. We are not here to find out where we fit. Let your heart be your guide and get in where you fit in. Wherever you find yourself is where you are supposed to be. Transformation is the order of the day. You are the self-appointed agent of God. You called yourself forth on this planet to be the change you want to see in the world. I boldly embrace my mission. I am here to share, serve, give, and receive love. If it is to be, it is up to me. I do not have to try to figure it out. I am it. I am the fullness of all that God is. I am a joyful representation of God. My mantra today is, how can I be of service? I am grateful for this awareness. I say yes to life. Thank you. Power in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is.
And so it is, and so we let it be. How can you serve today? Let's bring on Azania Shaka, who is Aya's best friend, who is going to tell us about Aya. Azania, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for your patience. We're just growing and going with the flow here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And you know, right now, I'm actually inviting our listeners and people, family members that our listeners are connected to, even if they don't know it on a physical level, where all of us are joining together right now and holding you, just sending you lots of love, because it takes a lot to do what you do, having your best friend sick and trying to organize it, and try, you know, you have to put your emotions to the side sometimes so you can get the work done. We are loving you. We are embracing you. We are holding
you
up. And knowing that your ancestors are guiding you, saying, you got it, you got it, you can do it. You can do it. You are the one.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for what you're doing. All is well. All is well. We are loving you. We are blessing you. Just keep breathing. Just keep breathing in and out. You got it. We got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. So, we've been sharing when at your own time. Don't feel rushed.
Okay.
We've been sharing about Ayo. And
yes.
I want you to tell us about who she is, how she shows up in the world.
Ayo Dele is, simply put, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ayo is magic. Ayo is magic. Ayo is happy all the time. All the time. And for her, wherever she is, whoever she is around, however much she can, it is important that people are happy. Ayo Dele is a yoga instructor. She has been teaching now for maybe about, eight years. She has traveled with her work. She has worked with nonprofit organizations. She has attempted to teach me, but yoga is not something that I've been able to get on quite yet. But she teaches Bikram yoga in Atlanta, here in Atlanta. And she's an incredible force in our community, in our Atlanta community. She's magic. I don't know what else to say. She's magic, and the response that we have received is proof of that, you know. So basically, recently she and I went to Sierra Leone, West Africa, and while we were there, we were there for 2 weeks, and while we were there, we visited the villages as well as stayed in Freetown, which is the capital. She had a trip coming back to go to Mexico to get certified so that she could at some point have her own studio. Now, we came back on the 4th. Her trip was on the 5th, so it was cutting it very close. But she's as free as a bird. So for her, it was like, I'll go home, wash my clothes, and go to Mexico for 3 weeks. So, so we got back, and she went to Mexico. After about 4 days of being there, she would call me and we would talk, and she would tell me that she didn't get to go to class. Now, anyone who knows Io knows that she's almost addicted to yoga, you know. For her, taking 2 and 3 classes a day is easy. And so I knew at that point that if she wasn't going to class, that something was wrong. We both grew up in a household that dealt with holistic healing, you know, as opposed to, you know, going to doctors and getting medicine the Western way, I guess, in quotation marks. And so she had on her person some herbs that she was taking to help her with it, but it didn't seem to be enough. And so as time passed, I heard in her voice that something was deteriorating. On last week, Thursday, she was admitted into the hospital.
In Mexico,
when
right?
In Los Cabos, Mexico. Once she got there, they put her on IV, and she was very weak. They gave her drugs for a headache. It wasn't until I was able to communicate with someone there that we had been to West Africa that they tested her for malaria. They were able to come to the conclusion that it was not malaria, and then they diagnosed her with dengue fever.
Never heard of that.
So it's something that you can also get from mosquito bites. It's a viral, you know, it's a viral infection. Okay. So, you know, everyone was settled in feeling like, okay, so we know that this is what it is. At that point of that diagnosis, she had already gotten to about $12,000 in medical expenses. So, but again, because we assumed that we had figured out what it was, we were settled in that. The next day, she became unconscious, and she lost a lot of blood, and she had to get, at that point, a blood transfusion. At that point, the doctors had to go back in and do more testing, and she was found to have what's called pancytopenia, which is a deficiency of all types of blood cells, including white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets, you know. And it occurs when the body cannot produce enough blood cells, and because the bone marrow stem cells from that. And so your body, you know, it doesn't function normally. So at that point, she was said to be in critical condition. Now, this was the last 28 hours when we got that news. So at this point, where we are now is we are attempting to raise enough money to get her medvac, which will put her in a helicopter and bring her from Mexico to California. The reason why this is so incredibly important is because in Mexico, where she is, they don't have any doctors on staff that can give her a biopsy and help her with what it is that she now has. I called out to the community maybe about 36 hours ago now, and in that time, we have been able to raise over $8,000, which is incredible, you know? I mean,
it's a testament to her work. She gave of herself, and the love she gave is coming back to
her.
That's what I said.
Her mother is with her. She was able to go to her about 3 days ago, and she is understandably overwhelmed at the love. It is helping her not to feel alone, you know, in this. Right now, we're about maybe 30,000 shy of what we need. However, we have been able to speak with the embassy, and we are currently trying to get some sort of a loan so that we can get her out of Mexico as soon as possible. Awareness is being brought. People are sharing the image of her and the information. People are spreading the word, you know, through word of mouth. I'm just excited about how beautiful humanity is, you know. I am excited about the people that live here with me on Earth and how selfless we are, you know. It is so easy to talk about what we don't do, and I am so glad that so many of us are wrong in that, you know.
I hear you. We're holding you up, all that you're moving through, your own personal grieving, and you have to keep moving forward. We're sending you love. We're holding you up in consciousness. We're holding you up. We are talking to Azania Shaka. She's a friend, best friend of Ayodele Murphy, affectionately known as Ayo, who has a health challenge, and they're raising money. What I'm asking my listeners to do, I'm asking you to make a donation. You know, people always say no amount is too small, and that is true. If you have 50 cents to donate, do it. If you have a dollar, that is something. Everything, because it's not. It is the money and the intent behind the money.
Absolutely.
It's an opportunity for us all to demonstrate our spiritual understanding. And I can truly say that, you know, as you were sharing with us, Azania, it's like the work that she does, her love for humanity is pouring in. I'm looking at the GoFundMe site, and I want to give that out to the listeners now, especially for those who are listening on the archive. It is GoFundMe, GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/ 9ANDJ8. GoFundMe.com/ 9ANDJ8. So this is where you can go right now and donate something. Now,
I also have a PayPal.
Okay.
I have a PayPal, which has made it easy for a lot of people to. My PayPal to get access to that would be my name, Azania, spelled A-Z-A-N-I-A. .shaka, spelled S-H-A-K-A at gmail.com.
You got it. So that's Azania.shaka at gmail.com. A-Z-A-N-N-I-A dot S-H-A-K-A at gmail.com. Got it.
Correct. And the great thing about that is for those who are able to do PayPal, I can send it directly to the hospital because they also have a PayPal. And
nice.
I wanted to say, to add on to what you were saying, this morning I woke up to an email because whenever a donation is sent, they send it to my email. And I got an email from a young lady who donated $1.57.
And
she wrote that it was, you know, it was what she had. And, you know, it put, you know, I'm grateful for it all, but it put a bigger smile on my face than the $100 ones. And the, you know, because it was clear that it was what she had.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, it's a testament to the fact that, you know, you are not small. We are
mm-hmm.
big. We are huge. And every single thing that we do makes a difference, you know.
Yes.
So I'm grateful
yes.
in advance, and I'm grateful currently for absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny because when it comes to donation, we always say no amount is too small. But I tell you, if you write a check and you're a penny over what you have in your bank account, 10 cents over what you have in your bank account, they will bounce that check and charge you $35. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can put it in perspective that, you know, sometimes, well, I wish I can give more. Well, give what you have because no amount is too small. Now, let's talk about something else real quick because I know you got a lot to do. And
not a problem.
What are other things that you guys need? And what do you need? And even if it's not something that we can give, speak it into the ethers because, you know, and then, you know, sometimes just you may not want to tell people what you really need. Maybe you need a hug, but you just haven't really said it out loud. Use this platform and say, he made me say it.
right. I think for me right now, I think I would say prayers. You know, I think I would say prayers. I think of everything that has been happening. I can't say that any of it would have happened without the prayers. And so for me, you know, if you don't have anything to give monetarily, I ask you that you take 5 minutes out of your time to pray that she is healed to perfect health, and that those that are assisting her gain some strength. I'm starting to get tired, and I need, you know, there's still a lot of work to do, and so I need, you know, prayers of strength to continue with this because we still have a long way to go, and so prayers for her and for those that are assisting her to get better, and for yourself, you know, but That's it.
What I'm going to add to that is maybe somebody listening has a spa, or maybe the listeners have a place they go to regularly. Get a gift certificate for a massage for Azania to keep doing what she's doing. Get a spa treatment for Ayo's family when they come back so they can just de-stress. Aromatherapy, reflexology, whatever it is. There's always a way. If you feel there is a way to help, but you can't, just sit still for a minute and ask, how can I be of service today? How can I add? How could I put this prayer into action? Now, let me ask you this before you go. I know you're inundated with emails and texts and stuff, but listeners can reach you at the email that you gave, right?
They absolutely can.
Cool.
And understand that I may not respond immediately, but I will respond definitely.
Sure.
Yeah, they can definitely email me. I have been getting emails with questions on how people can help and offers of spreading the word. Just yesterday, somebody had offered some of their Sky Miles, you know, and that was an incredible thing because at some point when we do raise the money for her to get to California, I want to go and be with her, you know. So that will assist in that, you know what I mean? And once she's in Cali and she gets better, we need to bring her back home. So, yeah, like you said, you know, if someone is out there, for those that are out there that have access to things that could help, be it hotel rooms, be it Sky Miles, be it spa services, whatever can make this a little bit easier, it would be very, very, very much appreciated.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, my sister, for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for your love and being a soldier for love. A soldier for love. Well, we're loving you and blessing you. Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Stay connected. Keep me updated. I know you're busy whenever you can. I'll reach out to you when I can, and maybe a text or whatever. You feel free to reply whenever you can, all right?
Thank you. Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bless you.
Bless you. Will do. Thank you very much. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are going to dedicate this show to Ayo today, dedicated to her healing, her transformation, and speaking to the heart of humanity. We join together and support one another. The theme topic today is Poetically Healing, the Power of Poetry to Heal. So as I said, if you're just joining us, the first part of the poetry is very, and anybody can listen, but the other part has strong language, but it's still about healing. So if you have issues with strong language, we'll warn you before we play those clips. But just want to let you know, it's really about healing, taking our power back. As Anya just said, you know, there are more people doing good work, but sometimes we're confused into believing what we see in the news. We look at one incident in the news and we think, what's going on with the world? No, what's going on with you? That's the question. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Let me bring on Celeste, and we're going to squeeze all this poetically healing, because I definitely want to do that. And I want to remind you again, the website to donate money is in the chat room. Those of you who are listening in the archive or online on the phone, it is gofundme.com/9A, as in Apple, N, Nancy, D, Delta, J, Jack, I guess, and 8, the number 8. Celeste, how are you?
Yes. Peaceful and calm and just loving how everything is just falling together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really is. It shifted where I was going to go, and I'm so grateful that I'm practicing groundedness, like as a research project right now. Actually, it's not like that. It's more like Dora the Explorer. So wherever the benefit of me being grounded and being able to go with the flow shows up, I'm paying extra attention. So when I was corrected about Ayo's name, and you were so funny, you're like, this never happens, but I'm about to correct you.
I don't think I'll correct you. Like, well, you never make mistakes, so I've never have to correct you.
No, I don't mean it. I don't mean it like that. I mean, I want you to receive how I'm receiving this gift. You know,
okay, I'm receptive to my good.
Okay, yeah, I'm receptive to my imperfections, and I'm like, oh, I made a mistake, which I never do, but I do. I'm so human, right? And I did it on the air. Right. And here is the message for me in this moment, and with this poetically healing piece. In our mistakes come our greatest lessons. I can promise you I'll never forget Ayo means joy, or that on this 4 day a hummingbird flew in when I got the meaning of her name. And that's such a beautiful gift for me to unwrap. Numerically, that's how numbers show up for me. When I said, oh, that's the hummingbird. And family behind the scenes know, on purpose, that, hey, I was going in with a completely different celestial moment. But because I'm grounded in that number 4, I get to fly as a hummingbird, which I'm going to do in honor of beautiful Ayo and her sister friend.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, it all matters. The hummingbird flew into the studio. Hello, Ayo.
Indeed.
Because she's going to hear
indeed.
This.
Yes,
I know she's hearing this vibrationally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to talk to you and go, Ayo, sending you love, you hummingbird, you.
All yes, right. She's truly that. But what we're going to do, actually, I want to do this and start the segment of the poetically healing. And as I said earlier, I found out about Ayo yesterday, and Spirit just said, contact Azania and have her on the show. And I said, yes. I said, Spirit, you ain't said nothing but the word. I got it. And I'm speaking a word. I didn't even. Azania was saying, you know, send prayers to her to keep her strong. We're going to start the Poetically Healing now. One is about a minute and a half, and then after that we'll take a break, do a celestial moment, and just go through the rest. We've got enough time to go through it. So let's start the conversation. So Poetically Healing produced, co-produced, but, you know, this is something that happened from a show we did, and Celeste was talking about how poetry helps and heal her, and there's so much going on in the world. But this, and there are people who are in the world, there are healers in different ways, using different titles. So Yvette went hunting and producing the show and getting it all together, and today we're going to highlight some of the, there's so much more that we found, but we can't do everybody. So, but we found the good ones. We're going to talk about the power of word right now, the power of the word. Let's continue. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. This one is called The Power of Words, and you're going to hear the voice of Oprah and Dr. Maya Angelou.
I don't know anyone who understands the power of words more than Maya Angelou. I've been in her home at a party, and someone telling a homophobic joke or making fun of someone in a derogatory way, and watched her invite them to leave or stop them in mid-sentence and say, "Not in my house, you won't."
Words are things. I'm convinced. You must be careful about the words you use. Are the words you allow to be used in your house? In the Old Testament, we are told in Genesis that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's in Genesis. Words are things. You must be careful. Careful about calling people out of their names, using racial pejoratives and sexual pejoratives and all that ignorance. Don't do that. Someday we'll be able to measure the power of words. I think they are things. I think they get on the walls. They get in your wallpaper. They get in your rugs, in your upholstery, in your clothes, and finally into you.
Now, think that you always have skin. There's your whatever invades life. Activates the vibration of healing. Speak the word. Be the word. Show up as the word, because that is your creative power. And, of course, to find out more about Dr. Angelou, her website address is right here, MayaAngelou.com. We're going to continue Poetically Healing. But right now, we're going to do the commercial break. Actually, no, Celeste got some announcements. Then we're going to do a quick break. Come back with Celestial Moment, and then continue the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346. If you just join us and you missed the conversation with Azania Shaka, you can always go back and listen to the archive. And here's another trick that most of you may not know. On the player, as you're listening now, if you miss something, you can actually click the bar. There's a bar at the bottom. We can rewind. It's kind of, you know, like a DVR. Go back and listen. But just know that you will be out of sync with what's going on presently. But it doesn't matter because you're always in the flow. Celeste, where is you? Which one is you? I'll let you open your own mic because you playing, what are you doing out there? You, not musical chairs, hide and seek. There you are.
Oh, flashbacks of hide and seek. Thanks for that. Mm. Wonderful childhood game, and I still like to play. Life Coach Today has got some wonderful things about what's coming up next week and things I want to keep people abreast of. I love hearing Maya, and great work, Yvette, pulling all those together. The first show she co-produced, this is her baby. It's great. Okay, let me get to it. You know, I love embarrassing her because I know she's in a cut going, "Stop it!" But no,
yeah,
we're proud of her.
If I was being devilish, I'm going to use that word, devilish. I just unmute her. But she's probably saying, "No, And the truth is, we don't really have time. We don't have time, so she's saved by time.
Okay.
But we are time, but we don't have time.
I know. Go ahead, so let me get to it right now. So next week on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, the brothers are coming back into the studio, and one of them is on the phone lines right now. That's right, Don Wolf, Kazembe Abena, Joe Kelly, and Ashinde Mum will be in the studio talking about blooming where you are planted from a divine masculine viewpoint. You definitely want to check that out. And we've got a new show coming to Life Conversations Radio Network this week. It's the Inner Light Radio Show with Reverend Deborah Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, May 20th. So tune in to Wherever You Go, Give Your Gifts with Reverend Deborah Johnson. I'll be manning the chat room, so you can play with me while you listen. That sounds like fun. And I also want to remind you that Life Coach Today will be joining 1-2 Radio on Tuesday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. So if you're missing him live from only airing on Mondays, you get more. We'll definitely keep you posted. And did you hear the vulnerability, the power tool of Sacred Relationship Show with special guests Cynthia James and Carl Stutner? If you missed it, please check it out in the archives. It was really powerful. And then you'll find out more about an upcoming Bridging the Gender Gap teleseries on Sunday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. So to get your free ticket to the Bridging the Gender Gap teleseries, visit bridgingthegaptelesummit.com/a-day, A-D-E. So make sure you tune in, because when you do, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit fourparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Today's topic, today's theme is poetically healing. The power of poetry to heal the isms. We have a poet in the house. Actually, we have quite a few poets in the house. They know who they are, and they like to express themselves. So they understand and understand and overstand what we are doing today. We are one family, and we can heal all the BS when we get to the core of who we really are. No matter where you go in the world, we are all the same. And that's what today's show is really highlighting. And it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we're going to continue with Poetically Healing Humanity. Celeste, welcome.
It's great to be back. It's Celeste here again. Good afternoon, family. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. Four is the energy of the day. Our fourth chakra is our heart chakra. The fourth house in astrology is Cancer, and it is firmly rooted in the timeless now. The number four also shows up as the emperor, the boss, the tarot cards, and Mars is going direct later today. So get ready for expensive, expansive energy and promotion. You have extra help to bring form and order into your environment. Today we're going to have a twist in our number game. And in honor of Io, I'm putting the spotlight on the hummingbird of the medicine cards. Its gift to the world is joy, and that's Io's name. The hummingbird's number is 44, so we are getting double the pleasure of four today. So here we go. Hummingbird, joyful little sister, nectar you crave. All the sweetness of the flowers is the love you gave. Joy, regardless of the circumstances, hummingbird follows its own voice, tasting all the essences of life. It teaches us how to embrace the duality of oneness by eating from the tree of life. Pay attention to people with hummingbird medicine. These folks love life. When they show up, their joy is contagious. They will teach you how to pick metaphysical flowers, and they will help you in letting go of the illusion of separation so you can finally enjoy Creator's many gifts and creations. With this release, you are free to fly when hummingbird leads the way. So relax and be the joy you seek today. And that's the story of four through the hummingbird of medicine cards. All is well. See you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan for the state of your roots, the first chakra. Thank you.
I know that's right. Thank you, Celeste. Beautiful. I just love how things come together. Life just surprised me and inspires me. You know, what a day to talk about a show dedicated to joy and number four representing the heart and Cancer. You know, there is a divine design to life. And in our availability, we get to go with it and grow with it, rather than trying to drive life to where we want life to go. You can't do it. It's a waste of time. Thank you, Celeste.
That's right. My pleasure.
Thank you. Okay. Let's continue with the conversation. Let's continue with Poetically Healing. And the song under Celeste, which is fading out right now, is Destiny Muhammad. It's called Grace. Destiny Harpist from the Hood. To find out more about her, website address is destinymuhammad.com. Now, I have a message for you, ladies.
but not me personally, but I had to bring this brother because, you know, I do what I do and I let other people do what they do. And I want you to listen to this. As a matter of fact, if you're not driving, since we have to say that, if you're not doing anything that requires you to keep your eyes open, I want you to just close your eyes, take some deep breath, and take in this message. So we're actually, most of this, I'm thinking about this now, most of the things that we're going to share with you, it's really honoring the feminine. I did not know that. Here we go. This is John Jorgensen, which is J-O-N, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-O-N. And the title of this piece is Who You Are, A Message to All Women.
You are beautiful. You are smart. You are funny. You are kind. You are unique. You are worthy of love and affections. You are never too much, and you are always enough. You are precious. You are a diamond, a rose, a pearl, the most stunning of all God's creation. You are worth more than you could ever imagine. Worth more than the numbers on the scale, or the hair product you use, or the shoes you wear. More than how many girls wish they were you, or how many guys wish they had you. More than the price tags on your clothes, or the percentage at the top of your math test, or even the number of followers you have on Twitter. Your worth surpasses all earthly things, because in the eyes of the Lord God, you are loved, and you are worth dying for. Regardless of who you think you are, whether you model in a magazine or you model pottery with grandma, whether you're on the hot list or the not list, whether you're head cheerleader or a high school dropout, whether you're Miss Popular or you've never had anyone you could call a friend, whether you love yourself and love your life or you can't stand to look in the mirror and you feel as if everything in your life is falling apart, whether you're such a winner or you feel like the world's biggest failure, regardless of who you think you are, the reality is that you deserve someone who would give up their life for you, because you are powerful and strong and capable. Read about the women in the Bible. Esther, Ruth, Martha, Mary. These women changed the world forever. And inside of you, each and every one of you is a woman with that same power and that same strength and that same world-changing capability. And your responsibility is to find that woman and to set that woman free. This is who you are. And any voices in your mind that try and tell you differently are from the enemy. And the next time you hear this, this is what you say. You say, nuh-uh, I am a daughter of the living God, cherished, loved, and adored above all things by the Creator of all things for the glory of Him who is greater than all things. I am awesome. And please, don't you forget it.
Don't forget it, that you are an expression of God, the daughter of God. So no matter what you're going through or growing through, especially mothers sometimes have got to put themselves last in order to give to the family. Those of you who are single, wishing you in a relationship, those of you out there healing other people, but when you go home at night, you're kind of crying on your own pillow, but you got to wake up in the morning and act like everything is okay because people want you. Whatever you're moving through, whatever is going on in your world, I want you to remember who you are. Don't you forget it. That's John Jorgensen, and his website address is his name, JonJorgensen.com. You can find that clip on there and more about his work. And that piece is called Who You Are, A Message to All Women.
We are poetically healing the power of words, the power of words to pick us up, and sometimes it can break us down, especially when our heart is wide open, when there's a heart connection with the person. If you don't know them, sometimes what they say just falls off your back. But if you know them, people can say things that you still hold for years and years and years. And today, we're standing with you, for you, to just let it go and let these words wake up the giant. Wake up the warrior inside of you. Wake up the spirit inside of you, because you're here for something more. And if you really just take time to be still, call it meditation, call it relaxation, call it mindfulness, it doesn't matter. Just be still and know that I am is God. And in that stillness, you will connect to a part of you that is not defined by other people's opinion. The part of you that is full of love, that is radiant light. We're on this planet going through this universal hide and seek. You know, there is this wonderful part of us, beingness, higher self, whatever that you want to call it, soul self, spirit self, that is right where you are. But when you look outside with your physical eyes, when you look at your daily interactions, you may be convinced or fooled into believing you suck, you don't know something, you're this, you're too overweight, you're too skinny, you're too black, you're too white, you're too pale, you're too that, you ain't none of that. That is just your ego on steroids. So I want to empower you today with the next brother coming up, and his name is Propaganda. Propaganda. And the title of this piece is Empowerment.
You know the saying, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man a fish, he'll eat forever. I think that's a bit deceiving. Dare I say it, a mistake. Because the man that's guaranteed a plate is the one that owns the lake. My grandma used to say, as long as someone owes you, you'll never be broke. And to whom you owe a debt, you're a slave till death. And that debt ever so imminent, a cancer of the Western world. That's basic economics. No need for Nostradamus. But there is one thing that econ can't predict. It's the human heart. God's built-in X factor. A grading curve ruiner. Statistical outlier. That would cause a man to freely give his inheritance. I welcome you to life. Well, come to life. Where if you had the bravery, the ride could be amazing. See, there is one thing that resonates across cross-cultural oceans. It's that deep beneath our facades, we know we are all fatally flawed. One slip of the tongue away from losing it all. Some more easy to identify and willing to rectify. And when we have nothing, we can give a moment. We can give our attention. The gift of a good memory. Like, you remember that one time? This is why I'm convinced we love good movies. We are welcome to chill as we're painted a short story of these unknown heroes, because they ain't seek glory, where hands grow callous and knuckles grow pain, and you ain't gotta be old just to hold these life lessons. Freedom, redemption, change, it's so lovely. I wish it could hug me. It's like witnessing the birth of a new nebula when we're allowed to participate in God's awesome X factor. Humbly extending a hand in the same vein as the pierced one. Beautiful on a whole other level. I'm sorry. I'm done giving away fishies. There'll be no fishing lessons here. I've been changed by his grace. I now hand out lakes. I offer you dignity. I offer you, well, you.
What a gift. When you offered yourself to be with yourself, to accept yourself,
that was propaganda. That's right. And is he saying propaganda? I'll spell it for you, but I give you his website address. Well, actually, you can go to his website address. Yeah. His website address is humblebeast, H-U-M-B-E-L. No, I'll try that again. H-U-M-B-L-E-B-E-A-S-T.com, propaganda. And he's going to come back. We're going to end the show with him right now. And it's such a powerful piece. Now, we're going to move on. And for those who are just joining us, today's theme, today's topic is poetically healing, even, the power of poetry to heal the isms. We use spoken words to bring us back to our center, to remind us that we need each other, to remind ourselves that we are each other. Ubuntu, I am because of you. And don't forget to donate to Aya's GoFundMe, because we're all in this together. And remember that you only get to keep what you give away. So whatever you give away, a prayer, a hug, money, a positive thought, whatever you give comes back to you. Why? Because the moment you take the action, the moment you take the thought, you planted the seed in your consciousness. So from a human perspective, you think you gave something away, but you actually planted a seed in your consciousness. You activated the truth. I said earlier, you are an incubator for God's idea. So everything you do, you're setting free God's idea. You're setting free the truth. You're setting free the healing. You're setting free the togetherness, the kindness, the compassion. Sometimes people are going through life, growing through life, saying, I've been meditating and this, my life hasn't changed, because they're looking for this instant, you know. It's almost like you look at your bathroom and go, oh my God, this bathroom is filthy. Let me go get Ajax or whatever they use, and pine sol and spray it. Yeah, that's clean now. Yes. Well, you know what? The thing about your consciousness, what it's about, the truth, you may perceive yourself, your consciousness, to need some cleaning. No, it's not your consciousness. It's your sight that needs clearing. And sometimes because you've been conditioned to believe some BS, it takes a while for you to create new neural pathways to start seeing yourself as fresh and clean. When you see yourself as fresh and clean, you can't help but shine. So when you interact with people, all you hear is bing, just your light. And when you recognize, remember who you are, no matter what is going on in your world, when you know deep down you are so much more than your experiences, than your thoughts, than your emotions and things that you're feeling, that you're so much more, that you're living on so many, you know, you're on this plane and you're another plane, and if you don't believe in that, it doesn't matter. Just know that right where you are, good God is. And when you know that, you will rise. Dr. Maya Angelou, still I rise.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just 'cause I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room, just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high. Still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
I know that's right. Naturally, there I go rising. I rise, still I rise. I'm even hearing Yolanda Adams' song, Arise. When you remember, Yvette shared something with Celeste and I today, soul, S-O-U-L. When you remember that you're a soul and a body, and soul stands for, what is it, source of unconditional love. When you remember that you're a source of unconditional love, you can't help but rise. Oh, I love that. I love that. So now we are unconditionally going to invite those of you who don't like strong languages to kind of say, it's been real. We let you rise to the next assignment in your life, because the next audios that we're going to play have strong language. They're about healing. They're about claiming back self. It's not strong language just for the sake of strong language, but it's all relative, I guess. For me, I'm okay with it because I like the message. Because sometimes I can't hear that stuff when it goes on and on, and it's like, what's the point? I keep hearing this bleep, bleep. But anyway, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show where we are spiritually using strong language to communicate deep messages. Woo! Did someone say metaphysical rebel? There you have it. That was Maya Angelou. Her website address is MayaAngelou.com. Now, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. It's time to go deep once again. And I love how this is shaping up. We started the show talking about Ayo and the healing, you know, the healing that we are all joining in together for, with, that we are part of. And as I look at this, most of this thing is really kind of talking from a female perspective, which is quite interesting, because that's the energy that has, you know, been disrespected. The feminine energy is disrespected not just as a woman, it's disrespected in a man. You know, men, I was talking to Celeste yesterday, you know, sometimes generally in the society, Western society, we don't allow men to be angry. It's like, oh, here he goes. He's just got bad attitude. But if a woman gets angry, like, ooh, somebody must have pissed her off. But if a guy gets angry, he needs anger management. You know, I'm saying what is, that's all. You file it wherever you want to file it. But it's important for us to really own ourselves, claim ourselves, define ourselves. And there's a lot of stereotypes that go on in the world. And today, there are some sisters who are breaking the woman stereotype. They said, no more. This is a audio piece from Brave New Voices. Young people who are just powerful, and they make my heart sing when I listen to them. Brave New Voices, and this piece is called Women's
stereotype.
Every year for Halloween, I wanted to be a pumpkin.
Sunflower.
M&M.
Turtle.
But when you get older, the costumes tend to get smaller. Finessing curves into eye candy instead of masterpiece.
American Beauty turned apple pie cutie.
So this year, I decided to be a
school teacher.
Nurse.
Fairy.
Wonder Woman.
But when I went to buy the costume, I was like, where's the rest of it?
Is beef a book or boobs?
Was the tooth fairy a stripper?
To check temperatures or raise them?
Oh, hell no. Heels.
Halloween has become a different type of freak show. And all that I am don't fit prettily into polyester and spandex. I'd much rather be a
Sasquatch.
Godzilla.
King Kong.
Loch Ness.
Goblin, ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Society is trying to squeeze the fantasy out of us.
Turn our feminine fatal.
So this year, I think I'll be monster.
Let me be mummy. Empty of all organs so they'd never fail me. Only my heart would remain. The center of intelligence and emotion.
But I'd never need to feel another pair of greedy eyes on me.
Monster.
I'd much rather be vampire. My reflection disappearing every time I looked in the mirror. So I wouldn't have to worry about claws that stare blankly back at me.
I will suck every woman's stereotype out of your throat.
Monster.
I've heard that some of the most beautiful women
are the craziest ones.
On a bad day, I'm human. On a full moon, werewolf that I exist when the lunar ticks, ticking till the time comes when I'm finally comfortable in my own skin. Monster.
Let me be your worst nightmare for one night.
I'll shed away my wings and Betsy Johnson's and I'll play boogeyman. See, I know what you're afraid of, a woman who can do bad,
no, evil,
all by herself. But nowadays, boogeyman is a lot less frightening than a strong woman. Monster.
But no matter what garments we wrap ourselves in,
a woman's status as trick, treat, or geek is not up for discussion. A woman dressing, acting, or being should be
her choice.
If a woman wants to wear a skimpy outfit, let it be
her choice.
If a woman wants to cover up, let it be
her choice. If I want to be a motherfucking monster, then let it be my choice.
Is geek a book or boob?
Both.
To check temperatures or raise them?
Both.
Was the tooth fairy a stripper?
Maybe, but who cares?
See, I'd much rather be woman.
And if it means that I must be a monster, then happy Halloween.
Now they done told it. She said, let me be a monster. I've experienced some of those moments. It's like, okay, I done flipped up right now. That piece is called Woman Stereotype from Brave New Voices. And we actually have another one from the Brave New Voices. You can check out their website address, which is youthspeaks.org. Youth speaks with an S, .org, and you can find a lot of their clips there. And I'm very powerful. Very powerful young people speaking the truth. You may disagree with the words they use, but it is what it is. Now, let's move on. Brave New Voices. And the next one, speaking of languages they use, bitch. Ooh, actually, you know what's funny? It's amazing how we evolve a society where one thing that normally gets bleeped out from the radio, you couldn't use on television, now it can be used, and bitch is can be thrown everywhere. Rappers are using, people were complaining, now it's used on television. I wonder if people are still tripping about that, but people are still tripping. So really, where's the relative? You get to decide what it feels like for you. But listen to this, and you be the judge. It's all about poetically healing, using the power of poetry to heal the isms in the world, because we belong together.
Bitch, a
malicious or spiteful woman.
To be lewd or immoral.
A classification of women as nothing more than dogs in heat.
Packs of bleeding wolves ripe for the taking.
Bitch is worse than whore.
Rather be over-sexualized than outspoken.
He said, I have too many opinions that my mother forgot to teach me young women must earn the right to speak them.
He said, I better soften my skin until the word bitch can crack me. Bitch is the epithet thrown at me when I don't fit in any of the boxes.
When I break the rules of being a lady.
When I scare you. When I am not in my place.
Bitch is a five-letter slap to put me in my place.
A five-letter cage to keep me confined. An example to all women. Beware of the bitch. Spread your legs before opening your mouth.
Keep ideas to yourself.
Put your body fresh meat. Call me bitch between the sheets.
Men use this word when it is convenient.
When it is sexy. When it is skin tight and fitted.
Man should not act like a bitch. Bitch is timid.
Bitch is weak.
Bitch is inherently female.
Bitch can be pushed over.
Held down.
Domesticated.
Bitch is given to women as defense. A weapon we use against our own.
Retribution for the wounds it has left us with. I have been called a bitch to destroy any strength I had left.
We give these five letters the power of destruction.
An unclipped grenade weighing heavy on our tongues. I have never seen anger leave such a smooth cut.
A bitch knows this war cannot be won with more female bloodshed.
A bitch knows the power in this word.
The damage it can do. The damage it has already done.
Does it make me a bitch if I am forceful?
If I am strong? If my bark ravages worse than my bite?
If I speak before spoken to? I have never been good at keeping my mouth shut.
I will not keep my mouth shut. A bitch knows her voice.
Knows how to howl
with a wolf pack in her throat. A bitch is honest.
A bitch doesn't follow the rules.
Demands to know who wrote them.
Rules are weak.
Rules are prey.
I am alpha female. I am fur on fire.
I am roaring tornado, combusting misogynist mountains to dust.
Crushed bones and gutted patriarchy carcass.
We bleed to survive. You bleed to keep up.
And yet,
I do kiss my mother with this mouth.
Who do you think taught me how to say no?
To sharpen my teeth.
Prepared me for war.
I got binders. Full of bitches.
Bitches who want their 23 cents back. Bitches with centuries of trauma being written out of our wounds.
The carnage women inherit.
Lifelines on our palms as mass graves for this massacre.
We are birthed into bloodbath.
Bitches will not drown silently.
You cannot maim my flesh.
Something I have already branded myself.
Women have been waiting.
Bitch is impatient.
Bitch is teeth bared and growling.
Bitch is starving.
Bitch will hunt you, outrun you, suck the marrow out of your bones.
Feed you to her children.
Sharpen our voices until you can hear us.
Thicken our skin when you use the word against us as if it could stop us.
Bitch is the leash you are losing your grip on.
My voice does not belong to you.
My body does not belong to you.
Bitch does not belong to you.
I do not belong to you.
Defining yourself, owning yourself, even if it takes frustration, even if it takes anger, because anger itself is moving towards well-being. Now, I'm not saying they're angry, but they might be angry. But there are some females who are in a place of feeling insecure, they're feeling jealousy, they're feeling hatred. But anger is moving in the direction of who they really are. And sometimes you just got to allow yourself to get angry, to get energy moving. I tell you, anger is much better than feeling depressed, than feeling powerful, because once you release the energy, you make room for more. That's a clip from Brave New Voices, and that piece was called Bitch, if you didn't know that. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. As we said before, the show is rated R, so if you don't like strong languages, be aware. You may want to hang up now, or you want to say, see you next week on Monday, or on Inner Light Radio tomorrow, or I listen to Play Experience, or I listen to Celestial Moment, where it's nice and spiritual, because whatever your choice, we respect it. We are poetically healing. Using the power of poetry to heal the isms and the pain of humanity.
Creativity is so powerful. It's what's going to bring us together. 347-426-3346. We've got about three more to go. We're going to squeeze it in. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, call in now. Press 1 because we're planning ahead. If you don't do it now, we're going to keep on moving. Let's go to, this is rather sensual. Strong languages. So strong language, should I say? Strong language. And I'm so... If you're kind of feeling timid, you might want to back away from the computer. Lauren Zuniga, and this is called Submissive.
All day long I expend. I hold together, I lift up, I give out. I pour light for our food supply, I irrigate crops with my mouth. It's a rare occasion that I just take in. So when she asked if I was a dom or a sub, I didn't know what the fuck she meant. I just knew I wanted to be the opposite of her so that we could fit, because to be quite honest, I would have settled for kissing her wrist. Now, I am a strong, liberated woman. My ex-husband will tell you that you will never find submit written on these palms, but they are always face up and open, ready to give. According to Cosmo, men like a woman that can take control. So I have long since memorized the erogenous zones, the exact placement of tongue for the desired response. I can always make a man's microphone sing some pretty damn good songs. But I had no fucking idea how to please a woman. She held me like the edge of a cliff holds the feet of the fed up, like the sky holds the surrender of a falling body. She maneuvered me like a canoe through crashing rapids, my hips the stern, her hand the pivoting blade through water. I reached out to return the favor, but she said, no. Relax. I don't want you to do anything. That's a move I don't know. The move to nothing. To be completely empty and open, effortlessly receiving pleasure without thought to strategy or counter. She placed my hands above my head and then she pulled and pressed and bit like I was the last piece of fruit on earth and her survival depended on it. She consumed every inch of skin, every drop of juice. I didn't notice any pain, just the joy of proper use. There was a fretboard between my legs and a soundbox in my mouth. There were chords that never existed until she pulled them out and there were no chains or whips, but I would have called her master. Not because I felt like I was less than her, but because it felt like she knew things about my body that I didn't. Like she'd been studying it 1,000 years and she deserved a fucking certificate. Like I was the eastern sky and I was the prayer mat and she was the goddess that had just conquered the last square of a turbulent mind. And then she asks me, how do you feel? And I say, alive? I guess I'm a sub, whatever that means. I guess I'm a femme, whatever that means. I guess sex doesn't really fit in boxes anymore. Sexuality and gender are words and images clipped from magazines waiting to be glued down on our vision boards, but it's always our vision boards because the way they were originally assembled doesn't make sense anymore. We are undefinable, prisms of light, shades of masculine and feminine, looking for someone to bounce life off of, looking for someone to give when we need to receive and to receive when we need to give. And when it's done right, both gets done at the same time. And sometimes it's rough, like bone to bone, like your inside's clean kind of love. Sometimes it's candle wax on torsos or moonbeams on eyelashes. Sometimes there's no skin involved at all. It's just being to being. Here, let me hold that soul for you. You've been drowning in labels for so long, you've grown tired of survival. Here's a moment of bliss, a moment of aliveness. All day long, I expend. I hold together, I lift up, I give out. And sometimes I just take in.
I love how she weaved all her stories together. We got to learn to give and receive. It's usually easy to give because we can make ourselves look a certain kind of way, but somehow we are judged when, you know, if we want to receive. I don't want to look weak. I don't want to look like I'm always asking for help. Oh, that's, you got to keep the currency flowing, and we're going to keep the Poetically Healing Show moving. Now we're coming back to ourself. We've expressed, we've defined ourselves, we've embraced the power of the word. We're getting ready to recognize what is really going on now that we're clear. That was Lauren Zuniga, which is L-A-U-R-E-N, last name is Z-U-N-I-G-A. That's her website. You can also find her, that's her website, but you will also find her on some other spoken word artists as well. Speak Easy NYC. Speak Easy NYC on YouTube. Now let's move on. Now we want to go to my brother friend, Mark Marcel, reminding us that evolution is round. It's happening right now. It's spiraling. And it's a new way to be. It's a new way to show up. Let's go to Mark Marcel.
To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people.
Your world is changing. The grass is still green, leaves still fall from the trees, and the waves from the ocean coming to the shore just the same. But the waters are no longer capable of dividing man. With just the push of a button, people half a globe away connect themselves to each other in a matter of a second. On the internet, in chat rooms, on video calls that resemble something seen 30 years before on a cartoon called The Jetsons. Yes, the future seems to be now. Our dreams are greater, our desires stronger, and our to-do lists longer. But the days seem shorter. People, when did 24 hours become not enough time in your day? Your world is changing. Black bodies used to decorate the trees. Jewish families used to be gunned down like deer in Germany. And now calls for freedom have found roadblocks at American borders, where men shove their guns into the faces of Mexicans and deny them the right to dream. No, it is you who have overstayed your welcome. And I don't know where this kind of evil comes from, to lurk into the hearts of men. But I can feel you leaving us. Just 50 years ago, it was illegal to marry interracial couples. Now, think how people protest marriage laws for homosexuals. I'm sure today, it's gonna be there 50 years ago. People their kind is dying, looking for any excuse to keep them alive. You see, racism only exists because we give it attention. Our imagination has put value onto such things like the color of our skin. But the world has no place for this ignorance. No place for poems about the white man. Poems about fighting over land. It's time to break yourself away from being a part of the problem. If you only knew the brightness of your future, your past wouldn't even matter to you. And the only insight I give you is that I promise you, so many histories ago, we've already gotten this right. But that kind is dying. The ones that look into the mirror and see themselves being separate from you, dying like an earth without a moon, fading away like smears on a page, darkness in a cave. Your world is changing, and this is no place for their banking systems, no place for their wars, no place for their borders, no place for their curfews or laws or walls on our street. So we now occupy Wall Street. We watch the bed they made for themselves, and we now want something else. The oil has been ruining our seas. Man has walked the moon. Of course we can find a new way to survive without the gasoline. And it's time to put these men out of business. Time to become colorblind. Time to use our technology. It's time to learn to live in a world without money. Time to find the answers inside, instead of using religions to box it around God. Time to throw down black fists and put down reparation signs. I live in a world where white men dread their hair and throw up peace signs. I live in a world where there's hundreds of billions of stars, where men talk about exploring Mars. I really ain't paying the color of your skin no mind. I could care less about your country, what your ancestors have done. The only thing I ever cared about was where we're going. And our world is changing. Just look at your creations. This is what life is. Growth. A constant flow. Yesterday doesn't even look the same. And the only thing more beautiful than today is tomorrow.
And the only thought that came in my head was, this is awesome. It was truly awesome.
It truly is awesome. Life is awesome.
when you transcend all the isms, all the BS, and know that you are blessed. And you're in that place, and you, it's not just words. You actually, you embody the fact that you are blessed. Even when life seems to be happening, you know that just the manure, the fertilizer to help you grow and deepen your roots. It's awesome. Mark Marcel. His website address is Mark Marcel, M-A-R-C, M-A-R-C-E-L.com. M-A-R-C-M-A-R-C-E-L.com. That's evolution or evolution. And we are getting ready to wrap it up. Let's see. Oh, now, I got to set this one. This, once again, I'm sure you've been doing it with all of us. I see you guys in the chat room saying new poets, and I'm glad, I'm grateful to hear that you're enjoying it. But this new last piece I'm going to play, I want you to pay attention to it. It's nice to see you all. Lulu, thank you for sharing the show. It's nice to see you and all the others to share the show. Let's go ahead, because time is doing what time does. It flows. It grows. So all I've got to do now is be present. Propaganda. Be present.
So I tend to think of life in terms of movie clips or tweetable moments. Somehow I've convinced myself they last longer that way. And my wife proved me wrong when she referred to my phone as my black wife. Now, I thought it was funny. I mean, we both giggled. Now, single men take notes. Now, I'm no expert, but I don't think she was kidding. She talked about some other stuff, which I really don't remember. I was too busy in my head composing a tweet where I would quote her with some sort of clever hashtag about marriage and about how much I love her to be paying attention to her at that moment. I think what snapped me back in was the silence, which indicated I was supposed to have some sort of response to whatever she was talking about. I told my father that story in hopes to get a little sympathy. My father, civil rights and Vietnam War vet, hopelessly charming on his fourth marriage, father. And rather than the customary nod that men give each other when they understand, he proceeded to tell me why he failed as my mother's husband. He said it was the same reason half of his platoon died in Vietnam, and the same reason you are deathly afraid of your daughter becoming a teenager, son. You can't hear past the explosions, either the ones that already happened or the ones you anticipate. See, the former paralyzes. Living life in a rear-view mirror, driving full speed across traffic into the center divider. So shell-shocked, you too stupid to duck when bullets are flying. Or the latter, your life a game of capture the flag. So focused on the finish line, you stepped right on a landmine. So ready to attack the day, frustrated because you can't find your keys. Focused on the meetings you finna miss and the traffic you finna sit in to realize you've been holding your keys the whole time. Slow down. You've been hypnotized by the possibility. Son, I couldn't hear past the bombs. The first one didn't kill me, and the second one ain't even happened. Yet it ended our family. He told me a love story of a woman born before him. He said, but I knew her from before, and at the moment of conception, there was an eternal connection. And although I didn't know it then, I'd fight for her affection. It's this war we've been waging since day one of creation. And only when you lose her do you learn to appreciate her. Like even when I'm with her, I'm itching to get rid of her. And she only gives you one shot. Blow it and she's gone. And I took advantage of her. That's why I'm telling you this, son, you can't rush her or slow her down. You better keep her on your side. She will slip through your fingers like sand. Her name is Time. And she told me a secret. She said multitasking is a myth. You ain't doing anything good, just everything awful. And she begged me to stop stretching her thin and stuffing her full and stop being so concerned with the old her and future her, but love her now. Her presence is God's present, and you should be that present. So I guess you could say, well, I guess I can say I've been through a divorce now. Me and my phone are no longer married. I think I'm ready to be here now.
Are you ready to be here now? Do you hear me now? Man, that piece slapped me in the face the first time I heard it. It made my eyes water and my heart just started pumping. It's like, this is just for me. Time. Propaganda, be present. His website address is Humble Beast, H-U-M-B-L-E, beast.com. You can't stop stressing time, stressing it and stretching it. How are you using your time? You know, they say time is money, right? And we know that everything is energy. And energy, well, money, M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield, money, M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield. If you are your own money, your own energy yield, then you are time. Time is money. Money is energy. You are energy. You are your money, and you are time. Use the clock and to just as a measurement. But what's important is in every minute of your day, are you investing your time wisely, or are you just investing in something that's not going to bring you any returns? Think about it. We have been poetically healing, the power of poetry to heal the isms. And we're blooming where we are planted this month. And the brothers are coming back next week. So I am looking forward to them. I'm looking forward to that conversation. Make sure you check out Celeste's website, journeys-home.com. She's right in the game. She caught the bug, and she's ready to share, to grow. There's a story on the Uber ride to U Street. The story is right there. Make sure you catch it. So let's heal one another through our creativity. Let's heal the world. Let's give. Don't forget to give to Aya's Aya's Healing. GoFundMe. What is it? GoFundMe.com/9J8. And check out my website or the like pages for more information. If you don't have money to give, give a different form of energy. Give a gift certificate for a spa. Be the change you want to see. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Join us tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, for Inner Light Radio Show with Reverend Deborah Johnson. And it is time to get out of here. Be loved, be true to yourself, and be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Yvette, for a wonderful show, for finding all this artist. I've really enjoyed it. I trust you guys have. Share the show, but make sure you warn them. Strong language, peace and blessings. Agape Choir, blessed always.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.